So you never like getting those phone calls while you're at work, right? So I got a phone call from my wife, and typically, like when she'll call during the show, if we're on the air or whatever, I'll just hit ignore, and that'll be that or whatever. She'll send me a text. This time she called me back, and I was like, oh, all right, well, obviously it's something important. So I pick it up, and she let me know that she was rear-ended.
Oh.
She's okay, and she was taking the dog, Dougal, to his training this morning. And so Dougal, I guess, is okay. But, yeah, it was
probably
a hit.
Probably jostled around a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, it was a hit and run. You know, the car rear-ended my wife and then, kind of cracked the bumper a little bit. And
oh,
then
my gosh.
Sped around her and everything. And so, you know, she just called me. She was a little distraught and all that stuff. And I'm just thinking, you know what? Listen, no one rear-ends my wife except for me. And
oh my God, why did you have to say it like that?
No one touches my wife's rear end except
okay.
for me. Is
okay.
that better?
Also, yeah, a little odd, but yes, I got it. I got it. I'm glad she's okay.
The silver lining
yes.
is that my daughter had rear-ended us a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
When she was learning to drive. Her sins have been absolved. Her mistakes have been cleared.
All right.
there
Due
is
to this other person.
Yeah, I was going to say there's no evidence anymore of what she did. It's just this big old crack in her bumper.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, scary situation, but I'm, again, glad my wife's okay.
And it was
okay,
a hit and run, like
yeah,
they left.
Yeah. They hit my wife and then just pulled around and sped off. So,
oh, that is the worst.
Yeah, it's the worst for sure.
Wow. What kind of a horrible person does that? This person, apparently.
Obviously, yeah. Why did the, I'm thinking, why did the car go to therapy after it got rear-ended?
Why did the car go to therapy after it got rear-ended?
Post-traumatic dent disorder.
Got it. So, a couple things in this little story. You have tossed out a joke about your wife's rear end, and now we're tossing out some dad jokes about that's your coping mechanism.
This is
right?
how I cope.
Okay.
This is how I deal with things. Kelly, what did one fender bender say to the other
Why
at the repair
are you wasting
shop?
All of these now? We have a joke battle coming up.
I just have to get them off my chest,
okay.
Kelly. Let me grieve in my own way.
All right. What?
I guess we're just bumper cars in the game of life.
Wow. This is just, I bet your wife is really appreciating these jokes right now, too. She's been through the trauma.
I know. She was like, the one who went through the trauma,
she's
not
fired
me.
Fired up.
Why did the fender bender take up painting?
Why did the fender bender take up painting?
Just wanted to brush up on its skills after the accident.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, got it. Yeah. Okay, got it. Wow. Well, I hope they find the jerk
yes,
that did that.
Thank you.
And
thank
left.
You. Anyways,
that's the most awful thing ever.
I know. So hopefully if you're,
was it a red car?
It was.
Okay. All right.
So if you're driving a red car and just accidentally hit my wife in the rear end
and then just left,
right.
And the front end of your car is a little boogered up
right,
now
for sure. Then
coming for you.
Yeah. Might want to have a chat.
Are there,
there
cameras in the area we can check?
I don't know.
I'm on the case.
I don't know.